Hello. So today we've been listening to some great songs about how much we're accepted and loved by God. And there was a great story by Max Lucado that really kind of hit you right there. And hopefully you now know that you are loved and accepted for who you are and not what you can achieve or what you do. Yeah, by God. So, a man went to a doctor and he was worried about his identity. So he said to the doctor, "You know, I sometimes get up and I feel like I'm a wigwam, and then other days I feel like I'm a teepee, and then again a wigwam, and then a teepee, and then a wigwam, and then a teepee." And the doctor yells, "Get a grip! You're too tense." Well, it's a bit weird telling jokes when no one's responding. But I do love them, and I love to laugh, and I love to spend time with my friends. Just enjoying each other's company, and that's something I really do know about myself. But I may be not very good at telling jokes, but I do love them. But you know what? I think and I believe that everybody is a genius at something. Everybody is good for, they've got something really great inside them. A spark that will light and be ignited and grow, and given the right opportunity, the right water and the right food and the right surroundings, I think we can all flourish. And that's how God made us to be. And I think it was Einstein that said, if you judge a fish by how it climbs a tree, it will spend its whole life feeling stupid, which is a bit of a shame, isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, I was having breakfast the other day and I saw a little sparrow coming onto my patio and taking some crumbs that I'd swept out there earlier in the day. And it kept flying off and coming back and flying off and coming back for more crumbs. And I just thought, hang on a minute, I think that's a mommy sparrow and I think it's got some babies somewhere. So I think I might put something else out for it. So I found some seeds and some other bits and bobs that birds eat and sprinkled them on the patio, and that bird did continue to come back into, which was quite exciting because I felt like I was doing my bit for the world. And a couple of days ago, I was having coffee and I saw sitting on the back of a chair in the garden, three little sparrows, one bigger than the other two, and the little ones were a bit fluffy. And I just thought, I think that sparrow has brought its babies to show me, which it totally hadn't, but it had brought its babies for a meal because it was sure that it was going to get a meal there, which is really exciting and really encouraging for me, who I don't really like birds. I have a bit of a phobia about them. So it was great to step into that place and do something for nature. And I think God was honoring it in maybe healing a little bit of my bird phobia. Who knows? Anyway, Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." He also said, "With that knowledge, we will be unshakable, assured, and deeply at peace." That reading was really well read. Thank you so much. At this time, in this shaky world, like being unshakable is one of those things we probably don't feel very much of. And it's quite a biggie, isn't it? Because most things in this world have been shaken in the last few months quite severely. And to feel unshakable is quite tough. But you know what? God has said, Jesus said, he has overcome the world. And if we can grasp that and we can believe it like those disciples did, they finally got it. They were finally free because they knew what Jesus was going to do. They knew that he was going to have to leave them, but he was going to send a helper, the Holy Spirit, for us. And they knew they were going to be fine. They absolutely knew they were going to be fine. So they were cool with it. And sometimes we just need to remember those facts, don't we? We need to remember we're going to be fine because Jesus has overcome the world. It's really, really great. In that Wemmick story by Max Lucado that Karen read, he likened Eli, the woodcarver, to God, really. and the little Wemmix, little Punchinello, got some real relief from visiting his maker. And like his friend said, I think it was Lucia, his friend, she said, go every day and you'll feel great. The dots will just drop off and you won't need stars, which is a pretty great way to feel, isn't it? So how can we get close to our maker? We can read the Bible. We can read the Bible every day. And if we're not sure whether that works or not, try it, because I believe it really does. It grounds me and it keeps me safe and it keeps me close to God and it keeps me, keeps my mind safe, so that I know where I'm going every day and I know that I'm sure and I don't have those funny little wobbles that you can kind of go into a downward spiral with. So read it every day. You'll find God in it and he will speak to you relevantly every single day. It's amazing. And another way we can feel unshakable and assured is through our friends, hanging out with our friends, spending time with our friends who know us really, really well. Probably not as well as God, but they know us really well and they know what brings joy to us and they know what will shake us and they know how to calm us. And I know I've had some really great conversations in the last few weeks with some friends who have really grounded me in a massive way. I've been reading this book recently called Contemplative Youth Ministry. It's a pretty great book. It's given me by a very wise vicar to read. Thank you, Tim. And I've found this quote in it and I just can't stop looking at it. I've written it out and I have it on my desk so that I can see it all the time. I'll read it to you. It says, love is to reveal the beauty of another person to themselves. Because when you are seen, you feel valued. And when you are heard, you feel respected. And when you receive kindness, you feel cared for. And when others delight in your existence, you sense the very breath of God. How easy would it be then to just bring God into a situation? You just have to be there. You just have to hang out with those people and you just have to enjoy them, revel in them, love them for who they are, not for who they could be. So then this book goes on to say, hold on to their identity until they see it for themselves. That's a really good one. Hold on to the fact that they are loved by God. They have gifts that enrich the earth and their presence is a cause for celebration. So cool. Hold it until they see it for themselves. Reveal their beauty back to them until they see it, until they believe it. Until they can live it grounded in God's love, simply by being present. So I think maybe this is what we're missing right now. I think this is what lockdown has taken from us, and we need to be imaginative and creative in getting this back. I think we need to remember to pick up the phone. We need to remember to write a message to a friend. We need to remember to hang out with people, to go for coffee, even socially distanced coffee, which is the new term for coffee, which is shame. And go see your elderly relatives, hear their stories. They've got so many stories. Hang out with small children, lie on the floor, play games. It's just the greatest time. You can just hang out and being present to that person, to that child, to that elderly relative, to your friend is just a way of bringing God into a situation, bringing some peace into the situation and taking away the shaky stuff. So in our prayers today, I think what we're gonna do is use the comments in the stream. David will manage that in a minute. And just send lovely words, encouraging words to each other. maybe something like, I don't know, you are loved, you are valued, you are important. God has put everything in you that you need for this life. You are blessed. You have been forgiven and accepted. Breathe it in. So let's bless each other. And if you can't do the comments, you can't see any comments, don't worry. Chat to your neighbour in your house, or maybe start writing a card if you're completely on your own. Start writing a card to a friend or a note, just for no reason, but to say, I think you're fab. And God loves you, and let's hang out when we can. So, during the next song, and during the next few minutes, we'll just have a bit of space to think of words that God would say over us. Think of the way He sees us and share it. It's simple. So yeah, join in with the comments. And I'm just going to pray this verse over you that came to mind, funnily enough, when I saw those sparrows on my patio. Jesus said, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air and on your patio. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" So let's encourage others and be encouraged, because Jesus conquered the world.